You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H-Time. Let's get to work in, man. Let's go.
Great day, great day. Oh, give me some juice, Slammy.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it.
Hey, what's happening, everybody? Happy Tuesday to all of you. Nice to be with you. Appreciate you getting up with us. We are with you till 10 a.m. this morning. I am Sean Pendergast. He is an eager Seth Payne. He's already got the finger out, pointing at the, pointing at me.
I really say something. We hear D'Amico's voice every day demanding that we give him some juice.
Yeah.
And I will deliver the juice unto him.
We got 4 hours D'Amico. Of juice. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. It does. It does. Somebody else was talking about juice the other day in that metaphorical way about just, you know, somebody's got some juice to him. And it really is. It's one of those undefinable things that you can just sometimes when you meet people, well, boy, this guy's just got some juice to him.
Mm-hmm.
And we're lucky enough that we're in this world where there's a lot of people either as athletes or who are in media. They have a certain juice to them.
Yeah.
And you feel it and you can't really put a finger on it. They've just got some juice to them. And I never want to let D'Amico down.
No,
damn it, Sean.
No, yeah, I know.
I never want to be one of these guys who's like, well, what did you know? Watch the All-Star game and the, you know, like Ben. Ben doesn't strike people as somebody that, like, when you meet Ben, it's not like he's high energy or anything.
Yeah.
But Ben has a certain juice.
He has juice.
Him.
No, Ben has
yes.
juice. Yeah, Ben has juice.
He's got we're both a little bit scared of Ben.
Yeah.
People would be surprised to know that.
Yep.
Sometimes I'll tell Sean to tell Ben something.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
And, no. I'm acting like it's more convenient for Sean to tell him. But I know it's that Sean's a little afraid of Ben, and I want Sean to face his fears.
Ben would never shoot the messenger, but he might hurt the messenger. He
that's
must.
True.
Yeah. Yeah, that's Ben, am I accurate on that?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I can tell. Every time
Ben, how many hours a day do you typically work? Because you have two jobs.
I mean, I don't work the other one every day. It's only a Friday thing.
Oh, Ben, never mind. I'll leave you out of it. Ben, I wanted to prove a point, but now I realize I'm way out over my skis.
Yeah, that's all right. Ben.
Thank you for having juice every day, Ben.
Yes.
You're most welcome.
Yeah, good job, Ben. Good job with the juice.
Ben hates to talk on air.
I know.
That's one of the things I'm scared of Ben about is addressing him on air. I'm sorry, Ben. I'll never do it again. All right, let's do this thing.
Let's do
All-Star break.
Yep, All-Star break.
Big dumper.
Bring juice on the most juiceless week of the year on the sports calendar.
As truth be told, those of you who are listening to the Sports Minute heard a Sports Minute by Boomer Esiason that could not have been a more of a grumpy old man take. And
oh,
I thought to myself, Sean and I can't become that quite. We can't become quite that grumpy old manish. Okay?
No, no, no. We can't avoid our age, but there are things that you can. I mean, it's the All-Star game. It's fun. Why are we getting angry about this thing? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, did you watch the Home Run Derby last night?
I watched the requisite highlights.
Yeah.
Leave me alone. Get off my back.
No,
boss.
No, no. I didn't. I watched Monday Night Raw.
frankly, my grumpy old man take is I just can't get into. I've been mad at the Home Run Derby ever since I thought I had bought tickets to the All-Star game in Houston back in 2000. 2005 or
yeah,
so.
Yeah, it was 2005, yeah.
And I didn't have a smartphone. I didn't pay attention to anything. I thought I had bought tickets to the All-Star game. Brandy and I showed up, and lo and behold, it was the home run derby.
The day before.
This is when I was a professional football player. Paid for my brawn, not my brains, you see.
Yeah.
I was not the logistical genius that I am these days.
No, you've got it all together now. What did you do in that situation? Did you just not go?
We watched the All-Star, or we watched the Home Run Derby. We're in right field somewhere,
okay,
down the first baseline there.
Okay. But the Home Run Derby is on a totally different day. So you thought the game was
right
on a Monday. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
this was back before I really figured out how to fix my brain a little bit. I used to, more than one time in my life, I've shown up to the airport on the wrong day.
Okay.
So showing up to the Home Run Derby instead of the All-Star game, that was no big deal.
Yeah.
It didn't involve other people canceling their plans or anything because I either was a day early or a day late to my airplane ticket.
Oh, wow. The day late thing is tough. Yeah, that.
The other thing, too, back in the day when I was flying, kids, before smartphones, it wasn't as easy to always know what time it was in the time zone you were in if you were traveling.
Oh, yeah.
So many, many, many times I would be sitting enjoying a coffee while reading a paper newspaper and casually stroll up to the gate thinking I had plenty of time. And I'm like, why is the gate empty? And I go up to the gate agent. Like, did they change the gate? Because kids, you didn't get an update on your smartphone either about the gate change or anything. And they'd say, sir, the plane left 15 minutes ago.
Yeah, yeah.
And I would think, oh, drat.
Yeah.
That's the way we used that word back in the day.
Right.
I said, oh, drat.
Right. Seth and vaudeville villains, they would use the word drat back in the day.
The gate agent twisting his mustache.
That's right. Curses.
Yeah, that plane left town weeks ago.
This is not 23, Skidoo. What are you doing here? They've Seth-proofed everything now, though.
What's that?
They've Seth-proofed everything now when it comes to travel. It's really nice.
Like, I know. I was thinking about getting rid of my smartphone again yesterday, and that's what always gets me is, man, I can't travel without my smartphone.
Yeah, not if you're getting ready to travel. The luggage checking thing is the game changer for me. I am completely neurotic about my luggage getting there. I used to travel all the time when I was, before I got into radio, I was running sales for the whole country. So I was on the road 5 days a week. And that was the most stressful thing for me. It wasn't like making quota. It was my bag going to get there? Because this is back in like 2003 when there was no information on it. There's no Uber back then. So you call a cab and you're just waiting. That we can track everything now on our phones is a big, big, I say it's a big stress reducer. But when Amy and I went on our last trip, we went to Jamaica a couple weeks ago. We were flying United, and they have the thing where they tell you your bag just got checked onto the plane. They tell you, you really do know your bag's on the plane. But when we were sitting at Intercontinental just waiting for our flight, waiting to board, Amy has those bag tags, and those Apple bag tags she puts in each of our bags, so she can actually look and see physically where the bag is.
Mm-hmm.
And we were sitting there waiting to leave, and I said, hey, just for fun, just check where our bag is. And we're in Terminal E, the international terminal, and my bag is next to the plane. Her bag is over in Terminal C somewhere, so I'm like freaking out. I'm like, oh my God, they put it on some plane to Topeka or something like that. And she's like, it's fine. Like, I probably told this story on air. I feel like I have. Either I told it to you personally or I told it on air. But I walked over to she's like, don't walk over to the gate agent. Don't ask. They've got enough on their plate. I'm like, no, I got to find out what's going on with your bag. It's at Terminal C. And as it turns out, it's just, it's just part of the process.
Yeah.
Our bags
yeah.
got separated at the gate, and which,
I try really hard to just set up travel in such a way that if there are glitches, it's not a huge deal. So I always got a time cushion and everything.
Yeah.
The one thing I've discovered, Sean,
it,
by and large, the three times in my life that my baggage has been lost, It's pretty damn impressive, at least with United, how aggressively they try to get the bag to you, even if it ends up being... They drove it when I was up in my wife's hometown. They'd misplaced my bag somewhere. It's an hour, 45-minute drive from the airport to her house. And it was... They were the... Like, I got in at 6 p.m. My bag wasn't there. 6 a.m. the next morning, they had my baggage there some dude dropped it off.
Yeah.
So as long as you've got enough on your little carry-on bag to make it through 12 to 24 hours, you're all right.
I don't. That's the thing.
I'm out over my skis.
Yeah.
You're all stressed about the fact that, like, what if they search the bag and they've got all they find all those stolen credit card numbers.
Yeah, yeah. I like to make my own meth when I'm on the road, so I got to carry that stuff with me on the plane. You know? So just kidding. And if any DEA agents are listening to the show early in the morning, just listening.
The algorithm's going to red flag you.
Yeah, big time, big time.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
So what do we have on the show today?
Well, let's see. Cal Raleigh won the home run derby, just to close that little bit. I didn't actively watch it. The big pooper.
The junk in the trunker.
You know what I was happy for him? There was a video that surfaced this week online of him at 8 years old. Mm-hmm. Just out at the park with a bat. He was either out at a park or at his house in his backyard or something. And he was 8 years old, and he was taking, wiffle ball batting practice and fantasizing about winning the home run derby.
I'm watching it right now.
Oh, are you really? Okay, yeah. I thought that was cool.
Is pretty cool, man. You know? That's pretty cool.
And he seemed like a real likable little kid. He didn't seem like a snot-nosed brat.
He wasn't a chunky kid, but he was like, his face was like now, kind of a rounder face and kind of just a cute little kid.
Yeah.
Just dreaming about, baseball, it is, man. Man, if you can take it back to that. If you can set aside the cynicism of modern sports and free agency and everything like that, baseball is still one of the purest when it comes to, man, at some point you're either winning the home run derby or you get a walk-off in a big game or something. And it's the stuff that we all dreamed about as little kids. It's pretty incredible.
It was cool. It was a very likable video. So I was kind of rooting for Cal Raleigh. I saw a thing the Astros did in the last couple of days. It looks like Isak Paredes, I think we had talked about that yesterday, he's not going to the All-Star game, so they didn't do this with him. But Pena, Hader, and Hunter Brown are all going. Pena and Hunter are not going to play in the game, but they're going it's their first All-Star game. I think just being introduced as an All-Star for the first time. I mean, they're obviously at the stage where it doesn't get old. This is their first one. Hader's been a couple of times already, but he's going. He might pitch tonight. Who knows? But they did they did one of those deals where they had a person that's really important to each of them. I think it was Hader, it was his wife and his kid. Pena was his girlfriend, and with Hunter Brown, it was his mom. And they each did like a 2-minute, we're so proud of you kind of video for them. And they spliced it up and chopped it up, and they showed the three of them individually watching it on an iPad. So that was cool. Add that to the list of things that make me well up a little bit. To like try to shield my eyes if there's people in the room.
Oh yeah,
so they can't see me being a you know, just being just a total softie.
That's all right. I think that's where you're at an age where it's okay. It's expected that you tear up a little bit.
I get emotional at more things on TV now than I ever have, and it's weird. It's
all
very
right,
strange.
Man, go with it. I remember seeing my grandpa was as stoic as they come. Yeah. Just a kind of a scary old man. Yeah. Oh, very, very much just the old, very much a Calvinist. Mm-hmm. And I remember when he and my grandma were moving out of the house that they'd had on their farm for 40 or 50 years, however, raised all their kids and everything. Yeah. And he was going through some pictures that my grandma had brought down from the attic, and he started crying.
Yeah, man.
Like just tearing up. I was like 12 or 13 years old, and it kind of changed everything for me. I was like, oh, my tough old grandpa's actually a wimp. Oh,
yeah.
What a wimp.
Did you see that?
And I lost respect. I'm just kidding.
No, I know you're joking. Did you see that as a green light to start crying at things? I'm like, well, if grandpa can cry at it, then I guess I can. All these, I don't know what it would have been episodes of.
No, it just kind of changed. I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. There were a couple times my grandpa showed things, because my grandpa was a tough old dude.
Yeah.
And there were times my grandpa would every now and then say things where I was like, oh, okay, some of this isn't, not everything's as hardcore as it needs to be. I remember, because I used to work at his farm in the summer when I was like 12, 13, 14 years old. And so I would be with him all day long, and I was always just kind of scared of him. But I remember every day at lunch we would sit, and it was usually just me and him and me, eating lunch and reading the newspaper. And there was somebody, I can't remember which singer it was, I don't know, David Bowie or somebody. The news was that they had to cancel their tour because of exhaustion. And you know, I'm trying to fit into the old Protestant work ethic, and everybody's like, Grandpa, can you believe these kids these days? What a softie. And my grandpa said, well, you know, I can understand it. You're traveling all the time. It can get exhausting. They have erratic schedules and everything. And I was like, oh, all right. There's room for sympathy. I can carve out. And as I'm trying to carve out my worldview here, like, okay, somebody who leads a lifestyle I don't really know that much about might face challenges that I don't realize.
That's a good life lesson right there. I love that you're trying to mirror your hardcore grandfather's attitude. <Yeah. laughs> That's tremendous. All right.
Luckily, he wasn't all that racist by the Greatest Generation standards.
Yeah.
He was like, he was actually pretty forward thinking for a grumpy old dude.
I can tell, yeah.
Oh, I didn't try to emulate. I don't have to go like, give myself 10 lashes over some of the stuff I might have said. Yeah.
All right, we're off and running on a Tuesday. Let's stick with the Astros. Let's stick with Hunter Brown. Hunter Brown tells the story about not just Alex Bregman helping him when he had a 10 ERA last year, but one other Astro legend, and we got another Bregman story, another Bregman long form. Does this make you nostalgic for Alex Bregman as a Houston Astro? We've got that coming up next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now.
You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.